WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The state senator representing Brazos County included an amendment in legislation that is on its way to the House that will limit tuition increases at public universities.
Charles Schwartner says he was pleased to see such strong support for his amendment that caps tuition increases to no more than 1% over the rate of inflation. That's in addition to tying future tuition increases to student performance. Schwartner says since tuition was deregulated 14 years ago, designated tuition rates have risen 256%. Senate Bill 19 does not apply to community colleges or the state's vocational technical schools. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It did not take long for the city of College Station crews to turn two intersections into all-way stops. The changes came less than 2 weeks after the city council gave its approval. Traffic engineer Troy Rother says where Graham crosses Alexandria and Schaefer, there had been 6 crashes in the last 3 years. Rother was asked about reducing the speed limit on Graham Road.
Best practice is to accept 15% of your traffic is going to speed. And setting that speed limit lower than that just means you're going to increase the number of speeders along that roadway. And the only way to get traffic to travel at that speed lower than what they feel comfortable driving is to put police officers out there.
The other new all-way stop is at Alexandria and Eagle, which, among other things, accommodates Creekview Elementary students crossing the street in the middle of the block. Repairs to the dam at Lake Bryan have gone so well that BTU, which owns the lake to cool water for power plants, has asked the state to consider the $3 million of work a permanent fix.
I would call it more than a formality. It is going to be a pretty complicated process.
BTU General Manager Gary Miller told the City Council during a recent workshop the state would also have to approve keeping the lake level 4 feet lower than currently required. Miller says he's working with the Public Works Department to provide a trade.
Trade water coming off of one of their wastewater facilities for state water that's going into the lake that we're supposed to release.
Miller says anytime it rains, the state requires BTU to release an amount equal to rainfall that hits the lake, even though BTU most of the year has to pump water to keep enough in the lake. The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley has announced the recipients of the 13th annual tribute luncheon that celebrates philanthropy in the region. Foundation President Patricia Gerling says this year's honorees are Gary Blair, Celia Goode Haddock, and Larry Hodges.
It's a wonderful occasion to honor the ongoing good works of civic leaders and volunteers such as Celia and Larry and Gary, and thank them for sharing their most generous time, talents, and resources in support of a better community here in the Brazos Valley.
Tickets for the April 24th fundraiser are available by contacting the foundation's office or going online to cfbv.org. For the first time, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is hosting a town hall combining phone calls with emails and social media.
It's an honor, obviously. Congressman Flores does a number of town halls in April, and I think this is the first one that he's done on the radio.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is hosting the April 20th event. Bryan Broadcasting Vice President and General Manager Ben Down says you can call, text, or email questions. Then listen on WTAW or RadioAggieland.com or watch Flores on his Facebook Live page.
We're going to set the studio up so that there's a camera and a microphone so that people can watch as the event unfolds, and also they can send messages via Facebook into the congressman to answer.
Flores is also hosting telephone town halls on April 18th and 19th. You can register to participate by going to his website at flores.house.gov. And the latest honor for Chuck Norris has come from the Texas Senate.
The 77-year-old star of Walker, Texas Ranger was born in Oklahoma but has lived in Texas. Norris has campaigned for many Texas Republicans, including U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and Governor Greg Abbott. Norris and his wife appeared in the Senate chamber today to accept the honor. Norris is the subject of online jokes attributing superhuman strength and impossible feats to him. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 54 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
BCR Realtors was extremely helpful in helping me find my first home. Due to my unorthodox schedule and my long work hours, my realtor was able to meet me after hours and on weekends, which was crucial to my success. You can tell the folks that BCR Realtors really enjoy helping people and went the extra mile to answer any questions that I had. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
It's the 2017 Brazos County Youth Livestock Show. Events and livestock shows begin Tuesday, April 4th, and end with the premium auction on the final day, Saturday, April 8th. The 61st Annual Brazos County Youth Livestock Show at the Brazos County Expo Center. Sponsored by American Momentum Bank, BTU, Garrett Mechanical, Texas Farm Bureau, Pegasus Optimization Managers, and WRI Tractors. For a full list of shows and times, visit bcyla.net.
Making your connection to a flight out of Houston can be a hassle for any number of reasons, even if the weather is perfect and the traffic is okay. Remember, once you get there, you have to hunt until you can find a parking place. Got to remember where that is for when you come back. It's a hassle. And then it could be traffic. It could be weather on top of that. So why not let groundshuttle.com solve all of that for you? They can do a curbside pickup at your home if you want to, or you can go out to the airport and be picked up there. They do 10 trips a day to Bush, and they do 4 trips a day to Hobby. So make that move, make that call, make it a whole lot easier for you. You sit back, kick back, and commute in comfort with email opportunity to hook up on the Internet and check your emails. You can read a book. But most importantly, you don't have to put up with all the hassles of getting to the airport. Give them a call at 855-303-4415. Easier to probably go to groundshuttle.com and just book it that way. Now, remember also, if you have a group that needs to be doing out-of-town trip, they can set up a charter for you. Or if you would like to use in-town private car service with a Mercedes S-Class, that's available too. All of it, just go to groundshuttle.com to get more information and to book your travel. Let's do some weather. It's sponsored by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Cold front slides off to the south and east this morning. We're sunny and breezy behind it, and the cloudiness will move to the south and east as well. Highs near 70 today, clear overnight 45 to 50. High pressure controls the weather tomorrow. Bright sunshine, comfortable. A cool start, but we'll get to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy, cool again tomorrow night, down close to 50. And then mostly sunny for Friday. Temperatures Friday afternoon are going to be around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Big story in England yesterday, 62-year-old grandmother who was caught going to the bathroom on Donald Trump's golf course.
Ooh.
And go. Arrested at her home.
That's the story.
Arrested at her home afterwards. Now she is suing Trump's company, claiming the staff violated data protection laws by recording her in the act. Carol Betts says, quote, "I hadn't done anything wrong in my book. I had done what I always do when I was out and needed the toilet. I was shocked. I couldn't believe this was happening." Now, Carol says that she was out walking on the course with a friend, and she is being treated for a urinary incontinence at the time and urgently needed to go to the bathroom. Quote, "I couldn't see anybody. I was convinced of that. I'm not in the habit of urinating when anybody can view it. I would be horrified. I just squatted down in the dunes,"
but
end quote.
That's proof positive there that you don't know when anybody's watching.
Wow. Well,
she was later told by police that not one, not two, but three men, two on staff and a visitor, had filmed her on their mobile phones.
Oh, my.
Yeah, yeah. Now, a little side note here that wasn't in some of the stories yesterday. She and her friend who were walking the course are also what would be called long-term opponents of the Scottish golf course due to concerns over environmental damage. They led a protest march in the past, and they've walked together on the course for, quote, safety reasons.
Mm.
So she's already got kind of an axe to grind here on Trump. And so that's that story. So
if someone's able to record you on their mobile phone,
yeah,
they're probably viewable.
That's my thought.
Mm-hmm.
Those things
don't zoom that far.
No. So
and three people.
Yep.
But you or your friend didn't see anyone?
Okay.
Likely story, yep. Carol.
An ice cream company out of Portland, Oregon. So it's got to be weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Vegan ice cream.
Sure. We'll devote the month of June to ice cream flavors made from refuse food.
Like trash, you
that
mean?
That might have otherwise ended up in the dumpster.
Ew.
Okay. U.S. America problem with food waste.
I'd rather eat vegan ice cream.
I agree. Yeah. Well, this company, Salt and Straw, plans to do its part. And, of course, we always love when people are willing to do their part.
Salt and Straw is kind of an awkward name for an ice cream shop anyway.
Yep. So what's going to happen is they're making second steeped rum spices and apple butter ice cream with spices that were first used in Portland's East Side Distillery.
Mm.
Salt and Straw plans to re-steep the rum-soaked spices, including peppercorns, vanilla, and orange peel, in cream, and then use apple butter made from bruised apples that would have otherwise ended up in the trash.
Okay.
So
still, yeah.
You can feel socially conscious.
I'll stick
as
to
you
my Bluebell
ice cream. Okay. All right. Oh, so I went back and I looked at some more of these coolness things.
Uh huh.
It's a pretty neat site to look at. They've got a PDF that's basically called It's Lit.
Okay.
And it tells you a lot of things, but one of the takeaways from it was that Generation Z has never known the world without the internet.
Right.
Before, everything that you could ever need was just one click away. They never knew that the world was free of terrorists or global climate change. As a result, Gen Z is probably more informed, but at the same time, they do look at the same things differently compared to your millennials.
Yeah.
They were discussing the differences between the groups because millennials will find, for instance, the coolest video game is Xbox because that's what they knew, but Generation Z's find something else. One of the other things I like is they have two grids on there. One is the most aware products and then the least aware products, and then they combine it with the least cool and the most cool.
Okay.
And it was true in both groups. When it came to most aware and most cool, both groups chose YouTube, Netflix, and Google. But when it comes to least known and least cool, it does change. So kind of go in and look at it. Well, the way they define it is millennials 18 to 24. And then the teens, of course, are 13 to 17. But
what's the website again?
The website is called, let's see, it's, you can.
Or can you just Google something?
Yeah, well, what I was going to say is try, it's Lit PDF.
Okay.
Because it's on storage.google app.
So just go to It's Lit.
That's what I'd say. Go to It's Lit and find it. All right, we've joked about this. We have joked about this. A company in Stockholm is offering implants to its workers with free RFID microchips. Just saying. About the size of a grain of rice, these chips are implanted in the fleshy part of the thumb and index finger, that little webbing right there.
Oh.
To give the recipient access to doors and photocopiers with a wave of their hand. Eventually, the company, which is called Epicenter, wants people to be able to pay for food at the cafe so they don't have to lug keys or wallets around. 2,000 people work there, 150 have taken them up.
Wow. Mm.
What happens when you leave the company?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they
have to take it out?
Do you walk? No, they just go. You just walk in and they have a hole punch.
Oh. Yeah. Stop that.
How's that? Ooh. How's that for a picture?
Meow.
Yeah. Okay. Just letting you know. All right. Some facts.
I mean, if they can track your money and your accessibility, they're tracking you.
They are. Because, you know.
Even when you leave the building.
That's right. They would have the ability to do that.
Mm.
All right, 44-year-old man named Elwood Gutschel.
Okay.
the third, pulled over in Newland, Pennsylvania for drunk driving back on March 19th, and is wearing a T-shirt that said, Drunk Lives Matter.
Of course.
The shirt had a St. Patrick's Day theme. Sure, with a clover over the R in drunk. So it's
so
not.
It should be okay, right?
Sure. Yeah. So it's really not clear if Elwood had thrown it on even though it was 2 days after St. Patrick's Day, or maybe he'd been wearing it for 48 hours.
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe
you never
he
know.
Was still celebrating just straight through. Yeah,
is that St. Patrick's Day anymore?
Yeah,
it was
way,
a Friday.
That's
so
right. That's true. Could have carried over.
Could have gone all weekend.
Blood level was 0.21, which is about three times your legal limit.
Yep.
So there you are.
Mm-hmm.
I guess kudos that he was able to drive in that condition.
Sure.
And well, and not injure
not well
anybody.
Enough to mm-hmm. not get pulled over.
Yeah. No, most important. All right. Unusual facts for today. Baseball season just started, you know.
Yep.
29.8% of the Major League Baseball players on the opening day roster born outside the United States.
Really?
29.8.
Wow.
Top three countries representing the Dominican Republic, Venezuela, and Cuba.
Okay, that's higher than I expected,
yep,
though.
That's right, and probably going to continue to go up.
Mm-hmm.
Red Delicious apples are the most common crop in U.S. America, but they've become extremely unpopular because they're bred for looking good over tasting good.
Oh. Really? I like Red Delicious.
Do
those
you?
Those are my faves.
Oh, I'm more of a Gala.
Haven't bought them in years.
Have yeah, not, me neither.
Have not bought a Red Delicious apple.
I just had one, actually. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. I like Gala apples, too.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I like them all. You know, I just usually go for the Red Delicious, probably because they look so good. Like they, like you're saying, they're bred to look good.
That's right.
They got me.
Oh, whole idea is maybe, well, you know, and if you like a sour apple, you know, you can do the Granny Smith.
The Granny Smith.
Okay, so we mentioned the Hokey Pokey yesterday,
yeah.
Right? Because the inventor of the Hokey Pokey had died. Sony Music actually owns the rights to that song.
Oh, okay.
So they own the rights to a lot of songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Sutter family from Viking, Alberta. You probably haven't heard of them. It had seven boys. Six of them became NHL hockey players in the 1970s and 80s. The seventh one won a $10 million lottery.
Oh, wow.
quite the family. Hello.
Honeycrisp apples are the absolute best.
They are.
Yeah, you're right. They are.
Honeycrisp.
They're so pricey, though.
That's, and I was, you know,
and they're huge.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes they're so big, you could probably get three portion sizes out of one.
But the price is it's amazing.
I mean,
what
they get up near $3
now.
A pound, yeah, and when one of them weighs a pound, it's
well. Have you guys ever heard of grapples?
Yes,
I haven't done one.
Oh my gosh, it's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, crossbred apples and grapes, and they look like apples, but they kind of
taste like grapes.
Wow.
So they're really bizarre.
Right? Is that even right?
It's really weird.
Would you be able to do that?
They look like apples, and the consistency is just like an apple, but it tastes like a grape.
And if that's wrong, I don't want to be
wrong. Wow. Those are available like in the regular grocery store?
Oh, yeah. They usually come in like little packs of four because obviously they're expensive because, you know, they're grapes.
All right.
But they're in the little plastic container.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not going to let that one go bad, are you?
It's so bizarre.
Expensive. Okay. Okay, all right, 823.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Private sector employment increased by 263,000 in March, according to payroll processor ADP. The Labor Department's report on employment, which includes government jobs, will be out Friday before the market opens. Watch out, Google. Here comes Amazon. Amazon, which sells ads on its own site and has been expanding its ability to place ads on third-party sites, competes directly with Google. Given the sheer amount of data that Amazon collects on consumers' buying habits, it could be a fierce competitor. A BMO Capital Markets analyst thinks Amazon can take market share from Google in areas like retail, consumer electronics, media and entertainment, and consumer packaged goods. A third Fox News Channel employee has joined two colleagues in a lawsuit that says they were subjected to racial discrimination by a since-fired executive. Plaintiff Monica Douglas says former Fox controller Judith Slater often expressed how she didn't care to be around black people. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Blinn College alumni and friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Letterman Association invite you to the 2017 Blinn College Clay Shootout, Friday, April 7th at the Boswell Porter 4-H Shotgun Range in Snook. This year's shootout underwriters are Bluebonnet Electric Cooperative and McCoy Workplace Solutions. Entry fee is $500 per team of four, and proceeds from the event will go to support Blinn College students. To learn more about the event or to register a team, go online at foundation.blinn.edu or call Kyle Merton at 979-830-4495.
Contact Lens Health Monitors. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The same transparent sensors found in cell phone screens could be used in contact lenses to monitor your health, according to Oregon State University chemical engineer Gregory Herman. The sensors are called field effect transistors, and they're much smaller and require less power than other transistors, and they're completely transparent.
Which is a problem because people always go, I want to see your transparent sensor, but you can't see them because they're transparent.
At a meeting of the American Chemical Society, he said the sensors could monitor glucose levels in people with diabetes, replacing painful blood tests. They might also look for newly discovered biomarkers for cancer. Herman says it's now possible to fit up to 2,500 sensors onto a square millimeter, potentially accommodating a huge battery of health tests. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
827, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. We'll be talking to John Rainey in just a few minutes, and then Andrew Nelson, the mayor of Bryan as well. So Married with Children has turned 30 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. We'll do some Married with Children facts in just a little while.
Does it still run?
That's
yeah.
What my bit of info is going to be about
tomorrow. Okay. Well, just save
That's
it.
Okay.
No, it has. It's been, what's interesting is, the whole Ed O'Neill, who, by the way, got his Hollywood Walk of Fame in star in 2011. I mean, if you consider his two shows that he did with, what was the first one?
Before Married with Children?
Yeah.
Oh, he did one before Married with Children? I did not know this.
Yeah. No, that's right. It is. Is that the one with Peg Bundy? Is that right?
Yeah, that's Married
Oh, yeah,
with
yeah,
Children.
Okay. That's not on anymore. That's right. He's on Modern Family
Modern
now,
Family.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
the
yeah,
deal.
Yeah.
That's the deal. Apparently... were you going to use who they were going to choose originally for the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Never mind.
I was going to do the whole nine yards.
All right, never mind. Okay, all right. We'll put it... You
hey,
have
here's,
to listen
here's
to
Here's some news, since we're going to wait on that.
Yeah.
Fox News just tweeted, Chelsea Clinton leaves door open for possible 2020 White House run.
Wow, they convinced her, eh?
Excuse me. Okay. Wow.
Because so just wasn't, marinate on that.
Wasn't it just last week or earlier this week that they said that... They said she was like, no, I'm not going to do that. They finally convinced
her. Let's see. She hinted Tuesday at the possibility of running against President Trump in the 2020 presidential election, but downplayed whether she would be the right person to win.
Okay. Yeah.
We got that to look forward to.
She did say, quote, you know, they like to spin the headlines.
Sure.
I'm definitely not the right person to run to defeat Trump in 2020 right now. The answer is no. But I think all we need to be asking ourselves. Oh, I think we all need to be asking ourselves that question periodically. If someone steps down or something changes, I'll then ask and answer those questions at that time. But right now, no, I'm not running for public office.
Okay.
So,
all right.
But still.
Okay. All right. Well, never mind.
The seed has been planted.
That's right. I was just going to do a story about guys fighting over Hot Pockets, so it's not nearly that big. All right.
They're lighter, slimmer, sharper, and faster than ever. Yet the number one complaint about laptops is battery life, just like it's been for the past 15 years. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Here's what the world's laptop manufacturers won't tell you. Battery life in most of the world's top-selling laptops is only about half of what's promised. HP and Dell are the worst offenders. They each promise a little more than 9 hours of battery life, but on average, they'll give you only 5. Overall, manufacturers miss their claims not by minutes, but by hours. The most optimistic manufacturers overstate battery life by 50% or more. Toshiba claimed about 8 hours, but gave only 4.5. There is one exception. Apple claims its laptops provide 10 hours of use, and they actually do. The bottom line, as a consumer, never take the laptop manufacturer's claims at face value, and always carry a recharger. Get all the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
We all benefit from eating healthy, but when time is tight, it always comes down to takeout or eating out. Until now. Introducing HelloFresh. HelloFresh is the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking healthy and delicious meals fun and easy. Every week, HelloFresh creates incredible new recipes with step-by-step directions designed to take only about 30 minutes in your kitchen. HelloFresh sources the healthiest, freshest ingredients in just the right quantities, so nothing is wasted. And it's all delivered straight to your door. Thousands have prepared over a million delicious HelloFresh meals. And that's why HelloFresh is now the leading meal kit delivery service. HelloFresh, hello easy. To get $20 off the first box, go to HelloFresh.com/Kim. Shipping's free. HelloFresh.com/Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. No news is considered good news by those monitoring repairs at the Lake Bryan Dam since the crack was first discovered in December 2015. BTU uses the lake water for cooling power plants. General Manager Gary Miller told the city council at a recent workshop that there have been no problems since fixing the crack, adding berms, and lowering the level of the lake. Less than 2 weeks following College Station City Council action, two more intersections are now all-way stops. Traffic engineer Troy Rother told the council that one of those intersections, where Graham crosses Schaefer in Alexandria, that could be converted in the future to a roundabout.
Eventually, the volumes meet a signal warrant, and the volumes that we would have at this intersection would be heavy in the morning and possibly at noon and then in the evening. So you would potentially need a signal for 3 or 4 hours of a 24-hour day, and the rest of the hours you wouldn't need it, but a roundabout could accommodate the traffic flow and be less maintenance.
The council also approved an all-way stop at Eagle and Alexandria. The state Senate has passed legislation that will limit future tuition increases at public universities.
Brazos County Senator Charles Schwartner says he added an amendment that passed by a 20-11 margin that limits future increases to no more than 1% over the rate of inflation. Senate Bill 19 also ties future increases to student performance. Schwartner says he wants to stop what he calls skyrocketing costs. Senator says since tuition was deregulated in 2003, the cost of higher education has more than doubled and designated tuition has risen 256%. SB 19 applies only to the state's four-year universities, not to community colleges and vocational technical schools. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The 13th annual fundraiser to raise operating funds for the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley will be held on April 24th. Foundation President Patricia Gerling says this year's tribute luncheon honorees are Celia Goode Haddock, Larry Hodges, and Gary Blair. Tickets for the luncheon are available online at cfbv.org or by contacting the foundation office. And Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has announced 3 town hall meetings later this month. 2 of them will be by telephone. The 3rd will be here at News Talk 1620 WTAW. Bryan Broadcasting Vice President and General Manager Ben Down says the April 20th town hall will combine traditional broadcast with social media.
We're lucky here that we have the ability to have a special email address, question@WTAW.com, that will come straight to his desk here. And also we have the text, voicemail, and the telephone. So people will be able to ask questions in just about every possible way that you can ask a question this day and age.
Flores encourages those who want to participate in the telephone town halls on April 18th and 19th to register by going to his website, flores.house.gov. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 54 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Awards & More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
This is Tony Morelos at W.E. Gibson Insurance. Like most consumers, I do a lot of research online before I decide to buy a product. But insurance policies are complex legal contracts, and the differences among them can be dramatic. If you make a mistake buying a frying pan on Amazon, you might be out $25. But if you make a mistake buying the wrong kind of insurance online, you could lose everything you own. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we want to help you not make mistakes buying insurance, whether it be personal or business insurance. Our knowledgeable agents can guide you through the complicated process of buying insurance so that you will feel comfortable that you're getting the best product at the best price. Give us a call at 694-1555 in College Station or 825-6565 in Navasota. I think you will discover why so many others trust W.E. Gibson Insurance for their insurance needs.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side.
It's the 2017 Brazos County Youth Livestock Show. Events and livestock shows begin Tuesday, April 4th, and end with the premium auction on the final day, Saturday, April 8th. The 61st Annual Brazos County Youth Livestock Show at the Brazos County Expo Center. Sponsored by American Momentum Bank, BTU, Garrett Mechanical, Texas Farm Bureau, Pegasus Optimization Managers, and WRI Tractors. For a full list of shows and times, visit bcyla.net.
8:37, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Cold front slides off to the south and east this morning. We're sunny and breezy behind it, and the cloudiness will move to the south and east as well. Highs near 70 today, clear overnight 45 to 50. High pressure controls the weather tomorrow. Bright sunshine, comfortable. A cool start, but we'll get to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy. Cool again tomorrow night, down close to 50. And then mostly sunny for Friday. Temperatures Friday afternoon are going to be around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:37, usually visit with John Rainey right now. We'll be talking to him in a few minutes. In the meantime, we're going to begin with Mayor Andrew Nelson from the city of Bryan joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. It's a great day to serve Bryan.
Let's talk about last week. Council met for more than a few hours last week in kind of some unconventional ways. And is this something we're going to see in the future? Continue?
Well, sure. I mean, I told the city manager as mayor some of the things that were important to me. And I told him, look, we're not here. The people didn't elect us just to schedule conference rooms. We're here to get business done. And if that means we can get our business done in one calendar day in the month, well, that's what we're going to do. If we have to show up there every day to get it done, that's what we're volunteering to do. So I told him, you set us up. Let's get the business done. It's been busier. I think I haven't kept track of prior years, but I do think we've probably been meeting a little bit more than often. But if we can meet once a month, that's what we're doing any month out of the year. So we'll set up one regular meeting for one calendar day. We'll do two regular meetings on that day. If that's all we need, great. You know, we don't need to meet just for the sake of meeting. But yes, we have been meeting a little bit more than usual to get some good business done.
You come in with a background that is different than we have had before for a mayor's position, coming from the world of business and a lot of that business outside of Bryan College Station. So maybe looking at things through a different prism. With that in mind, with the saving one all at large district, everybody else is a single member district. That means that those people need to be maybe engaging with their constituents more often. If you limit the number of meetings or change the number of meetings, what does that do as far as those single member of council being able to interact with their constituency?
Let me clarify. I'm talking about just the regular council business where we have agenda items where we're between the seven of us deliberating. We still are meeting with, you know, the council members are setting up their different town hall meeting with citizens. And I tell them, I say, I don't want to interfere with that as mayor. Sometimes when the mayor gets involved, it can be disruptive to the meetings. But I say, look, bring me in on any of those that you would like to bring me in on. We're still doing those things. We have great opportunities to hear our citizens. We've got two new apps at the city that allow people to engage with citizens. We put our email out. We've got our telephone numbers people can call. So we're excited to hear from citizens. We have limitless opportunities, and that's what we're here for. We enjoy that. So that's a little bit differently from when we're delivering an actual item. The citizens generally aren't getting involved in being a part of that. If they want to do that, they need to get elected, and that's why we volunteered to do that in this position. So, no, we've got plenty of opportunities to hear citizens. We're seeing them. We're meeting with them, having all kinds of meetings throughout the year. But we're talking specifically about deliberations and council meetings.
Mayor Andrew Nelson joining us this morning from the City of Bryan. Senate Bill 6 has to do with capping property taxes. The mayor in College Station is very concerned about that and what that could mean for the budget in his city, and I'm sure there are others who are too. Yet I haven't heard you speak to that.
Well, yeah, of course I share his concerns. I think caps are generally bad when you have a broad stroke. There's a reason why one size doesn't fit all in Washington, D.C. I don't understand why in Austin that same message isn't clear. You know, this is an enormous state. This state is larger than any state in Western Europe, for example. We're 1 1/4 the size of France, and I mean they're the eighth largest economy in the world. It doesn't make sense to say one size fits all. Price caps are generally bad. Russia tried this after the Bolshevik Revolution. Yeah, you can put price caps on wheat, and then if it costs more to make it than what you sell it for, what do people do? The peasants just say, I'm going to stop making wheat, and then you have no food in line. And then you used to see that. When I was a kid, I used to see people lining up, and there was no food on the shelves in Russia. I mean, why would we follow that? Let the market happen, and that market is local. If I'm proposing too high of a tax, and by the way, we have very reasonable taxes here, but let's just say we want to go tax crazy here in Bryan or over Mayor Mooney in College Station, the citizens here will throw them out. Or if the citizens just, you know, in California, for example, there's some people there that want to give all their money to taxes. Well, more power to them. That's called freedom. Let's let local communities make that decision.
Okay. Groundbreaking took place at the Rellis campus last week. Once again, another great marker for the city of Bryan to have an area to grow around. Your thoughts about that?
Oh, I'm very excited about it. It was an exciting moment. Very happy to see that. Blinn's breaking ground on that. Obviously, you know, that's been an issue near and dear to our heart. It's great to see some more investment. And again, once again, you see Texas A&M tying in to that, you know, creating an inflection point for the relationship with Blinn. And it's why we're so excited to have this relationship with him, and why Texas A&M getting involved in workforce, for example, with Blinn, gives us excitement to potentially, you know, to be a game changer and to completely affect our strategy for what we want here. And you're seeing that on the academic side out at Rellis. We're very excited about the growth and opportunity out there for the city of Bryan and for this community.
Prior to being elected mayor, you were on the an education committee that was looking to get those kinds of jobs created here. Story in the newspaper on Sunday had to do with a refocus of the Research Valley Partnership, and what their intent is now in the future is to try to become part of the Blinn District, if you will. Your thoughts about that?
Well, again, I think we're letting Texas A&M have some breathing space to put this exciting MOU together. obviously
MOU.
Their memorandum of understanding with Blinn to add workforce capability. That's facilities. It's curriculum. Dr. Hallmark, Dr. Nelson, John Barton out there. They're doing a great job. We have a lot of trust in them, and we want to let that have a chance. So absolutely, the people here. For a one penny tax, I mean, let's put it in real terms. Right now, everything that's happening at Blinn, everything across all the different campuses, if you look at how the people are being taxed today, it's Washington County. There's 30 something thousand people there, and they're only paying 1.8 million taxes to get everything here. If we made no changes to anything, that same 1.8 million tax, when you add 200 plus thousand people in this much wealthier community, ends up being like a cent. You know, the average person, to put it in dollars, it's like $7 a year. So to pay $1.8 million, which they're already paying, if we added our, spread that out between two counties, we potentially could get, $5 to $30 million a year in investment here in this community annually for $1.8 million. So again, those are things that are worth at least looking into. Why wouldn't we do that? I don't think we've made any decision on that, but we're just waiting and excited to see what A&M can do. We're putting a lot of trust in them, giving them some breathing space. And sure, that changes everything, and we're very delighted and excited. We're hopeful.
Well, as that group tries to garner signatures, they will have a tax rate in mind. You're saying 1 cent. Is that a viable number?
No, I'm just making the point today. I really don't think that's the group is doing that. I'm certain the group is not doing that right now. We're giving A&M breathing space to do this. The original push to say, if we can't get these needs met, we have to leave open the option of a separate district. Well, with A&M doing this, we're saying, okay, let's put that, let's hold on to that. Sure, there's the people may speak. I had, 12,000 voters. If you're, getting 10, 13 plus thousand signatures, that's pretty compelling. So we have to listen to our citizens, but there's more than, 50 ways to skin a cat. And with Texas A&M involved, we're not hard-headed. I mean, we want solutions. We're not married to one path. So I have no problem with the fact that that's being considered. My only point on the taxes, you can look at it. It's $1.8 million that they're paying. That's all it is. Everything that's happening at Blinn, most of the revenues that come from tuitions, reimbursements from the state. Almost none of it is coming from taxes. So that's what's interesting about looking at that is if we used our share to contribute and didn't change it, from more than $1.8 million, you'd still have everything you're having. It's only $1.8 million to potentially get many more millions invested in this community. So why wouldn't you at least look at it? So I wouldn't be against people looking at it.
Okay. Anything else on your radar today?
There's a couple things going on in the community. So let me tell you about that. We have some closures that are happening. So let me tell you about that. We have alternate lane closures on East 29th Street from Briarcrest to the city limits with College Station. That's going to be April 10th through the 28th during business hours. It's not going to be that situation on weekends. The outside lanes are being overlaid. Want to remind people we have First Friday in downtown this Friday. That's exciting. Also, we have a family campout. Registrations are still open. That is April 7th, 5 p.m. to 9 a.m. the next morning. We'll have crafts, games, stargazing, campfire stories, a feature movie is going to be A Bug's Life. So for more information on that and everything else, you can go to our website at briantx.gov.
And it always rains, by the way, during the camp.
Well, when we need rain, we try to do that. That's what we schedule.
Helps out. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. Andrew Nelson's the mayor of Bryan. We visit with the mayors on Wednesdays on WTAW. Let's head over to Austin. State Representative John Rainey joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Well, mighty fine. So tell me what's going on in Capital City.
Well, we're getting ready tomorrow to have big budget day. It'll start at 10 a.m. and go till we're through. This is on the floor.
How long is that going to be? What's the over and under on that?
Well, I don't know, but I'm estimating somewhere around 4 a.m. on Friday morning we'll complete the budget.
Okay. Now
we only have 402 amendments.
I was going to say how many extra ornaments on the Christmas tree this year?
A lot. That's a lot.
Well,
one member has 40 something.
Now, of course, the Senate's bragging that they've gotten all their boxes checked pretty much, and they feel like it's kind of behooves the House to go ahead and get this moved out. So, even though it might last until 4 or 5 in the morning, does it get voted out?
It will be voted out, I'm convinced. Had a visit with the chairman of corporations. He says we're really only $500 million apart. I guess the big question would be, will we take $2.5 billion out of the Economic Stabilization Fund and to fund what we need to in this budget? And I think we will.
John Rainey joining us from Austin. Now, yesterday, State Senator Charles Schwertner's bill that was introduced and passed in the Senate was Senate Bill 19 that freezes tuition at public universities for the next 2 years and also caps how much tuition can be increased after the freeze retires to 1%. So that was passed on all three readings yesterday, and it's going to be sent over to the House, where I presume your committee would hear that, if that's higher ed. Is that fair to say?
We would hear it. I don't know who's going to pick it up or whether there is a companion. I have not seen that bill. The Senate also passed a bill yesterday to allow universities to not set aside a portion of students' tuition to for financial aid to other students. I think most universities will continue to set that aside. I somewhat disagree with that opinion, but I think that it's a shame that a lot of middle-income students are paying the price to handle the tuition for those that are less fortunate. Now, I'm not saying I don't want to help those that are less fortunate, but I just think it's kind of a shame that we're not doing it in a way that doesn't punish the middle-income students. And the upper-income students probably, you know, that little bit of money probably doesn't bother them. But I know how when I was in school, an increase would have been harmful to me.
The numbers are different, but the fact is still the same. Yeah,
that's
probably right. Anything else of import that's going to be going on besides the budget, which pretty well takes all the air out of the room, but anything else we need to know about before we talk again next week?
I have two bills that expect to be on the floor soon. The House Bill 355, which is my no sex offenders in college dorms, and then I have another one that is House Bill 846 dealing with protecting financial aid for veterans, making sure that the kids aren't removed from the rolls because of not getting their veterans.
Not getting their VA checks, exactly.
And then I have another one that should be on the floor soon that will allow schools, primarily the schools, I can't think of the right word. Anyway, make it easier for schools to obtain school zone signs.
Oh, I got you. All right, very good. State Representative John Rainey joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview on our website at WTAW.com. Well, rest up a little bit today because it's gonna get, you'll be tired by the end of the week, right?
Yeah, you bet you I will. I'll be glad to be home.
All right, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 8:52.
If you've been around our towns for any time at all, you probably know that Bryan College Station is quite a hit in the towns of Greifswald, Germany, Bastion, Belgium, and Salamanca, Mexico. And that's because they are our sister cities, established by the Bryan College Station Sister Cities Association. And coming to town for 5 days next week from Greifswald is the Late Night Singers. A dozen young people coming to entertain us with several local concerts. John Nichols is active with everything in our town, including the Sister Cities Association.
Formed in 1989 as a way to reach out, share cultural interests and educational interests across national lines. We established Sister City relationship with Greifswald in the 1990s, Salamanca, Mexico, and Bastogne, Belgium is our most recent one.
Choosing Greifswald, Germany as a sister city to Bryan College Station, well, it was a natural pick.
Greifswald is very northern Germany, almost to the Baltic. It's a university town, population about 55,000, a historic center for political and cultural interests in that part of Germany. Great tourism along the Baltic, as I understand it.
So the Late Night Singers are coming to town. They'll be here on Sunday. Here's John Nichols.
Late Night Singers is a group of young adult singers. It's a cappella music. They were organized at least 20 years ago. They will be bringing 12 of their singers with them, but it's a larger group, 25 to 30 there. They perform in various kinds of venues, religious music, and other more popular formats.
So there will be four performances of the late night singers, and three of those will be free. John has the schedule.
Okay, well, the first concert will be actually Sunday evening at First Presbyterian in Bryan.
And they'll be joined there by the Brazos Valley Chorale Chamber Singers.
And that one on Sunday evening, or Sunday afternoon, is actually a 5 p.m. Concert, I believe. And then on the Monday evening, another free concert will be at 6 p.m. at Peace Lutheran Church. And that will be just the group from Greifswald, the late night singers by themselves. They will be going on April 11th to Brenham, and Maestro Marcello Busicchi orchestrated an opportunity for the group to perform in Brenham, and they'll be joining the Blinn Choir Singers in the evening. And then on April 12th, they're back here in town for a premiere event, which is a ticketed event, and it'll be at the Grand Stafford Theater in Bryan. That's at 6:30 p.m. You can get tickets through the website from Grand Stafford, www.grandstaffordtheater.com.
Now, this visit won't be all them entertaining us. It'll be us entertaining them, too.
They will have other cultural opportunities here, obviously visits to the university, Bush Library. We're taking them out to Messinahoff, and towards the end of the week, I believe they're going to do a tour in Houston and down to NASA, I think, if that's what their preference has been.
Hey, you can find out more about this, get tickets to the Stafford Theater event, by going to the Sister Cities website, which is bcssistercities.org. Welcome to the young people, the late night singers from Greifswald, Germany. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Is this the year you become a homeowner?
Cherry Rufino's free home buyer seminars are back. Come hear all the ins and outs of the process. We'll guide you every step of the way. Join us the first Tuesday of every month at 6:30 at the corner of University and Texas at the Coldwell Banker Agtown Building. For more information, go to cherryrufino.com. Seating is limited. To make reservations, go to cherryrufino.com.
That's the first Tuesday of every month at 6:30. Hope to see you there.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The bank and trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Sobeck City is having its first annual sewing machine demo and overstock sale. If you've been thinking about a new sewing machine, then this is the best time to get the machine you want at a fantastic price. Save big on entry-level machines. Save huge on computer machines and save tons of cash on embroidery machines. Check out the new Brother Simplicity 17-stitch sewing machine for only $85. Get a Disney embroidery machine for only $325 and a Janome 4-thread serger for $189. Sobeck City's first annual demo and overstock sale is going on now. Sobeck City, come on down to see us.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTW. So police in Florida called to a home after neighbors heard yelling and sounds of breaking objects.
Yikes.
At first, police thought it was a domestic disturbance. When they arrived, they found a couple of burglars in the kitchen, apparently. After loading up a truck with loot, the men decided to grab a quick bite and warm up some hot pockets. hot pockets.
I've never eaten a hot pocket and then afterwards been, I'm glad I ate that.
Yeah.
I'm always like, I'm going to die. I paid for that? Never really see that on a menu when you go out to dinner. You know, let's see, I'll have the Caesar salad and the hot pocket.
Right. One of the burglars said the men fighting when the guy using the microwave cooked the hot pocket for too long.
Oh.
Which can happen.
It can.
And then you burn your mouth.
Hot pockets are one of those really tough foods to microwave,
even though
that's how you cook them.
And the inside becomes just straight up hot lava.
Well, that's what they're called, though, after all.
True.
Latest research reveals the happiest people take a 30-minute nap.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, is it every day? They're not saying that.
I don't know.
Verizon, the owner of both AOL AOL, isn't that funny? And Yahoo have revealed that the two properties will become Oath. O-A-T-H. Oath.
Oath.
But if you have AOL.com or Yahoo.com mail addresses, those probably won't change. Experts think there are too many people with Yahoo and AOL accounts, and forcing people to change their emails would be a marketing nightmare. You bet.
Mm-hmm.
So, Oath. Yeah, just
get used to saying that.
Yeah, so you know that. Okay. And the French city of Grenoble is banning billboard advertising. They're just like College Station.
Yeah.
Officials have decided not to renew the contract of an outdoor advertising company. Grenoble is removing more than 300 billboards. And McDonald's may, in fact, bring back their Szechuan McNugget sauce.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Must have been a hit.
Be looking for that. Well, they introduced it in 1998 for the first time.
Szechuan McNugget.
Yeah. Anything to make those things taste good.
Right?
Well, I mean, if
whatever you want
honey mustard won't work, so figure you go with that, and it burns a little bit, and you'll get distracted. All right. We're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW, College Station.